It's the June Employee Plus sale at Moran Blue Water Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler. Right now, you'll get employee pricing plus all available rebates on new Jeep and Ram models. Drive off in a rugged Ram or explore more in a brand new Jeep. See them on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at bluewatercdjr.com.
All right, it is 8:40 on a Thursday morning. I feel like we don't talk about manned space flights nearly enough anymore, unless there's something really spectacular that happens with it, either good or bad. We just don't seem to cover it the way that we used to. That's why I'm glad that we have some time this morning that we can talk about yesterday's launch, the Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station. Jim Ryan is covering this for ABC News and joins us now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It took 28 hours, but that Crew Dragon, which now has been nicknamed Grace, that SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule has now docked with the International Space Station. A few minutes ago, they opened the hatches. The four members of that crew, led by Peggy Whitson, the commander, made their way into the ISS, and we're awaiting the welcome ceremony there that happens when new crew members come on board, including these four, the four who just arrived there. 288 people have visited the International Space Station since it was launched.
That is incredible. And there are people there from countries that have not been to the International Space Station before. Is that right?
Right, yeah. This four-member crew really is a diverse one. Peggy Whitson commanding from the U.S. You've got an astronaut who's from Poland, one from India, one from Hungary. It's the first time that an Indian astronaut has been aboard the International Space Station. Then they all brought with them foods from their own countries, which was kind of fun. The Indian astronaut brought along some nectar, some mango nectar from his country. The Polish astronaut has pierogies with him. The Hungarian brought with him chocolate from Hungary. So, yeah, that'll be part of this welcome ceremony that happens in just a few minutes.
Peggy Whitson essentially came out of retirement for this mission. She has logged more time in space than any other American woman. That's amazing.
Yeah, and she's transitioned now. She doesn't work for NASA anymore. Most of those flights were, or most of her hours in space have been accrued as a member of the NASA team. But now she's joined this private company, Axiom, which is based in Houston, and has now started logging these private hours. But that's sort of how things have been going in the last decade or so, Paul. You see companies like SpaceX and Axiom, private companies like that, Blue Origin getting into the act. They're all now private companies working with NASA and working with each other to accomplish missions like the one we're seeing now.
It must have been a real relief for them to finally get off the launch pad, because there were a bunch of postponements and other technical issues leading up to yesterday's launch, weren't there?
Yeah, there were. I mean, it seemed that it was snake bit from the very beginning that there were these technical issues, first on the ground with the launch site and with the technology, the Axiom technology, but also then there were problems with the International Space Station, that they wouldn't be able to accept this new load of astronauts. But yeah, it did finally get off the ground, and it's been almost flawless now from start to finish, at least at this point where we are now. This is a two-week mission. Those four astronauts will be doing something like 60 experiments that have been commissioned by over a dozen countries around the world.
All right. Well, good for them. That's fascinating stuff. Jim, always appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.